Today is the second Sunday after Christmas, which means it is a Christmas text. These two passages speak about the topic of wisdom. First of all, the request of King Solomon. He was given the option to ask for anything, and he really asked the Lord for wisdom in his life. And then in our second text from St. Luke's Gospel, we catch the last of the Christmas texts of Luke chapter 2, in which we hear it said that Jesus grew in wisdom. We see wisdom personified in Jesus the boy at 12 years old. Our first lesson from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 through 15. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give you." Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness and righteousness and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne to this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father, although I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this, your great people?" And it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and keep my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days as well." Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Then he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings and made a feast for all his servants. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.